Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We're on the line with Executive Director Rick Boethling, joining us from Oceanside. Rick, thank you very much for taking the time. I know it's very busy out there right now.
It's always a pleasure, George. Always a pleasure.
You know, it's really strange. This is only the second start I've missed since 2009.
We kind of miss you out here. Everyone has been asking, where's George Thomas? Why is he not racing? And is he still going to announce at Raw? And I said, yes, he's going to be there, but no, he is not racing. So you're going to have to fix that next year.
I'm intending to.
Good.
Well, let's get into the 2018 race. You've got a lot of great riders out there. Raw Solo Field is huge this year. What are you kind of most looking forward to of the 2018 race?
You know, first of all, I love putting on the race. So, you know, you work all year basically for these 2-3 weeks. And, you know, the thing that I enjoy most, I kind of enjoy it in stages. It's really fun to watch everyone arrive at Oceanside after all the work they put in to get here, the excitement, everybody's so much energy, fun. And then, you know, there's nothing better than the finishes. I mean, every single one is amazing. So, the entire event is really what I look forward to. And I look forward to most having, you know, a bunch of people from around this country and out of this country get to come and take part and see what a big, wonderful country we have.
Some of the luminaries that are competing this year, of course, we've got Christoph Strasser back. Just some of the names from the male field to kind of keep an eye on.
Well, you're going to have, of course, Christoph. You know, he'll always be the shining star, but Ralph Davisacourt from Luxembourg is also, he had a really great race his rookie year and experienced some typical rookie problems. And so, you know, returning races almost always improve. So I'd look for him being at the top. Michael Conti, of course, who had an accident a few years ago, but was having a great race up until Colorado. I'd look for him being strong up there. You know, and the crazy thing about Solo Ram, of course, is there's a lot of races we don't know, and it just takes little things to go right or wrong for any of those racers to have a great race or a bad one. So I think it's going to be an interesting field. You know, Christoph kind of sets the tone for everybody, but, you know, he's had bad races too. But I'd expect him to be up there, of course, in the top 1-2. But I'm sure there's someone sitting in that field that we don't know that will be incredible.
And let's see, in the women's field, you've got Shauna Hogan back, a couple of really strong in the 50+. Always good to have her at the start.
Yeah, so, you know, it's great, of course, to see Shauna back again. The most winning solo racer in Ram history. I mean, she's always incredible. But the story with that is, so Kathy Roche Wallace set the 50-59 record or broke it, and then Shauna broke it back a couple years ago, and now they're both racing this year. So does someone take the record away from another? Either way, I look for that to be a great race. And then, of course, you have Nicole Reist from Switzerland, who won it a few years ago, and she's back. So, you know, not a big women's field, but certainly a talented one, and I would say any three of them have a really good chance at winning.
How about teams that are standing out to you?
Well, you know, teams are always tricky because I don't know every single team racer. I follow them and learn as much as I can about them. I think the two-person team, TT Endurance, which is Mark Pattinson, who we all know is a solo racer, is racing with an excellent. I think he's a pro or ex-pro racer. So those guys should be screaming fast. I look for them to challenge that two-person record for sure. Then, of course, we have Team Beamer, who has raced to several different four-person teams in the past and chased and been very close to setting those records. Now they're here as an eight-person team with a pretty stacked and loaded team. So I think they're going to be chasing hard for the eight-person record. And as you know, records, everything has to go right, no matter how talented you are. Your crew has to be right. The weather has to be right. The route has to be right. So given all those things, if things fall into place for those two teams, I could see records being broken. You also have kind of a really interesting team in Team C2C, which is a tandem team, four of which are blind racers. So you have four captains who can obviously see, and then four stokers who are blind, which is a very unique configuration. We've never had that before. So that they should be really fun to see out there as well.
So, Rick, you were just talking about weather. I know the Mississippi can always throw some things at us, but are there any storms or anything that you're seeing, or is it looking like pretty decent weather? I was talking to Vic Armijo a little earlier, and it looks like the desert's actually going to be very nice.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to say. I mean, forecasts are forecasts. They're guessing, basically. But, you know, the desert has been fairly reasonable. You know, last couple of years, the Solos and Raw races have had pretty good weather in the desert. The teams have just gotten beaten down on their starts. Arizona's been pretty hot. Of course, we have the fire in Durango, which fortunately is about 10 miles from the route, as I understand, and hopefully it stays there. The biggest issue with that right now is air quality, you know, just smoky, dirty air. But the fire, I think, will be okay as far as we're concerned. Certainly not for the people who live near it. I haven't heard much about the Midwest and East, but, you know, Mississippi River and rainstorms are always an issue out there. So I think we're going to run into a pretty typical Ram year. Probably get some crappy rains out east, and hopefully the Mississippi doesn't flood. But that's a rarity.
So, Rick, can you kind of go through the schedule with us from this point on? What happens tomorrow, Monday, and then Tuesday things get underway?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing today is we opened up our offices and kind of got set up. About half of the Raw racers and half of the Ram Solo racers are checked in and getting their vehicles and racers ready for the road. The rest will come tomorrow. Tomorrow we start vehicle inspections, bike inspections, crew chief meetings, which we kind of address anything on course right now. We also address any route changes, any questions that any people have last minute. So we do that both on Sunday and Monday. Monday we have our big racer meeting, which we do racer introductions and basically kind of give everyone a pat on the back and, you know, get them on the road. Tuesday, the Raw racers and Ram Solo racers start. And so that's kind of the first big day. And then we take Wednesday off kind of in the office. We're open for 2 hours just to get a few teams through here. But we start all over Thursday, Friday with the exact same schedules. And then the Ram teams start Saturday. Both starts are at noon Pacific time. And they'll be live streamed, so the best place to catch those is Facebook. We'll be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so you can kind of catch all those things going on and hopefully provide some pretty good content and people can follow along.
And you've got an expo going at the start this year, correct?
Yeah, we're going to have a little small expo this year to try it out, get a feel for what's going on, and we hope to expand on that greatly next year, actually. We've been putting some feelers out. I think we'll have a few vendors down here. Of course, we'll have our store down here. So it should be kind of a new feel to the start this year. And again, it's kind of a test and trial year. And look forward to next year being hopefully bigger and better.
So what's the life of Rick? You've got a super busy week, and then what happens once the teams go away?
So, Rick, so my life is quite entertaining usually. I kind of spend my days running around doing whatever needs to be done, whether it's setting up meetings, setting up our store, getting ready for press conferences, et cetera. And that includes, you know, sweeping the floors and running to get lunch. So basically, I kind of do that every day long. I mean, all of our staff is up early and works late every day. And then so after the teams start on Saturday, me and my father are the last people out of Oceanside. So we basically wrap up all our equipment here, load it into our truck and trailer, and we follow about the first 100 miles of the course or so. And then we jump on the interstate and drive straight to Annapolis. We do that drive in about 2.5-3 days and then set up everything out there. And then, of course, I get to see your lovely face and we spend a few days on the dock together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that is still one of my favorite times of the year. I absolutely love the Ram finish.
You know, it's fun. Annapolis is a great host city. It's beautiful out there as long as we don't get a crazy rainstorm. But yeah, and it's great, you know, and it's great spending 5 days with you out announcing. I mean, there's nothing like welcoming people at the finish. It's a pretty special thing. And as you've known, you've finished Ram and Raw in about every way you can. And, you know, it never gets old. It doesn't, because every finish is a special finish.
Couldn't agree more. Well, Rick, it's great talking with you. Hopefully we can check in with you some throughout the race. Are there any streaming sessions coming up tomorrow? Any press conferences or anything that we can tune into?
We won't have anything tomorrow. Tomorrow's mostly focused on the inspections and getting racers ready to go. The first press conference will be Monday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And that will be Raw, and then Ram Solo will follow it right after. So probably about 9:45, 10 o'clock for Ram. And then Thursday we have the Ram team press conference. So it should be pretty fun. I recommend watching them. These teams and racers are really interesting. I mean, they do a lot of cool stuff and they all have a great story. So it's worth checking it out.
And where do we follow along? The name of the Facebook page for both Ram and Raw and the websites.
So you can follow the race on Race Across America and Race Across the West on Facebook. You can follow it at Race Across America on Instagram, Ram Races on Twitter. The website to follow is rammedia.com. Although the best coverage is social media, and you can get to the live tracking and live results via our regular websites, raceacrossamerica.org and raceacrossthewest.org. Click right on those. You can watch the dots for 2 weeks, and we know a lot of people do it. We hope lots more do it. It's pretty fun.
Race Across America Executive Director Rick Boethling, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, George, and we'll catch up soon.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.